Yes, honey?
Dad told me that Cheerios is good for your heart. Is that true?
You may remember this commercial that caused a bit of a backlash a few months ago. It features a white woman, a black man, and their biracial child. Cheerios got such an adverse response, they reportedly disabled the comment section from the commercial on YouTube.
We thought this is an opportunity to do something a little bit different with the conversation on race.
Allison West and her husband Michael started the website WeAreThe15%.com in response to the racist comments the Cheerios commercial received. Allison is black and Michael's white. They have a one-year-old daughter and live in Atlanta.
The website's based on the latest census data that says 15% of new marriages in America are interracial.
It's a collection of pictures featuring interracial families. The couple launched the site in June using pictures of families they knew personally. Since then, they've received thousands of pictures from families all across the United States. There are even a few families from Jacksonville featured on the site. Kimberly Kim's family is one of them. Kim is black and her husband is Asian. They've been married for 7 years and have a 5-year-old daughter. She learned about the website from a friend.
I've always talked to my husband about the growth of mixed children, interracial relationships, and I always thought it was so interesting.
Kim says she didn't receive any negative reactions from her family about marrying outside of her race, but her family was curious about who their daughter would resemble.
For the most part, I think they were just more excited about, oh my gosh, what is she going to look like? How is she going to act with the blending of cultures?
It's not just curiosity about how their children might look that brings interracial couples to the website. Wes says We Are the 15% is a place where blended families can see other versions of themselves.
For people who don't have families like this in their own community, it's a validating thing to see faces that look like your own. There's something to seeing a family like your own or a face like your own represented in our culture.
According to the 2010 census, less than 3% of people in Jacksonville consider themselves to be biracial. Despite that small number, Kim says Jacksonville is still a good place to raise a biracial child, especially compared to other cities.
We've had some pretty interesting comments outside of the city, but in Jacksonville, I mean, you know, nobody's ever been, you know, like blatantly disrespectful towards us. We've gone other places, and the smaller cities tend to be a little bit more prejudiced.
As for their daughter, the couple wanted to make sure she was proud of being biracial, especially because she started kindergarten this year.
So we certainly talked to her about the difference in the cultures and to make sure that she was aware and that there could be some backlash about your hair and, you know, who your dad is and who your mom is.
Kim says her daughter thinks it's cool to be biracial and thinks it's fun to answer people's questions. Even though WeAreThe15%.com has received national attention, West wants a time to come when a website highlighting interracial families is simply not necessary.
Such a part of life or so quote-unquote normal that our site just becomes a collection of photographs. Just a collection of photographs that at one point was significant to people and now doesn't have to be.
West hopes her daughter and future generations wonder why a website like this one even exists. Annalise Delgado, WJCT News.